Sluggy, are you there? Good evening. Not hearing Sluggy at this point. So Tariq, Dynamo, I understand you guys are on too.
Yeah, only me, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, you're not hearing me, Ronnie? You're not hearing me?
Got your crystal clear now, my friend. Crystal clear. Crystal
Sweet. Good evening,
Mr. You're a little strong. That mic seems to be a bit close to you.
Okay, good. We'll check it now. Let me know how it is now.
A little better.
Okay, good. Cool. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. Just making sure things are right. This is Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. This is your boy, Sluggy Dan. Thanks for listening. 434-1790, 434-1790. Today, just feature a bit of the music from the young people. I'll have a brief conversation with Tariq. You know, want to keep pushing the youngsters. They have a competition coming up, but it's much more than just a competition. Crystal Cummings Beckles, who's the facilitator and the show producer, doing our Cropover TV and with Trident 10. Crystal is hosting and bringing in other cultural practitioners and professionals to do workshops and some training with the kids. And then, of course, they're going to be featured online all over the world. And so that is much, much more than the competition. And the competition itself is revolutionary. The first ever junior soca monarch in Barbados. So I think that's another plus. So I'm be pleased to speak to Ross, Dynamo, and Tariq, you know, three young men and three positive young men. And next week I will look at featuring the ladies as well. You know, you have to save the best for last, so we save the ladies for next week. I'm pleased though to see three young men, three teenagers, three black men doing positive things, pushing messages and bringing forward their work and their art for the Cropover season. And like Ronnie said at the beginning of the show, no Cropover, no problem. I'm right here on VOB, Starcom Network. Still bringing Cropover to you. So a good evening, Tariq, a.k.a. Record Drums. Good evening, bro.
Hey, good evening.
Yes, and good evening, Mr. Dynamo.
Whoop, yes.
Good. Good. Is Ross in as yet?
Just joined him, so we should be hearing him shortly.
Well, good. Now, good. Start with Dynamo. You know, Dynamo love the hot seat, and he can handle it. Start right off the bat with Dynamo. Dynamo.
Yeah.
You decided well. You are joining in this competition. You are taking part as the first of its kind. I know you are no stranger to competition from very young, but you always seem to enjoy it. And if we could remember any junior monarch, several times you always bring a different style, and although you had and maybe you had bashment soca songs, but obviously with positive messages. No rah rah girl, of course it was in a competition, but it was still different for a youngster like you who bring a bashment soca. But it's not about that. It's not about walking up on anyone necessarily. It's not about skinning out. It's not about drinking alcohol. Is about saying, well, you want this particular girl, you know, you want a girl with morals, and that's how you want a rah-rah girl, you know, you're encouraging your sisters to be queens, the queens that they truly are. It was certainly one of the first bashment soakers I heard from a child so young with a positive message. I know you probably never studied it that deep, or I don't know if you did, but being one of the first ever and so young to bring a bashment soca with a positive message to the public at the time, or have you ever sat down and think, well, you know what? I'm one of the first to do this. This is one of the few songs from any person. Because surely you would have heard it by now, and you would know, obviously. This is one of the first songs from youngsters my age in bashment pushing this message. You ever sat down and study doing that at such a young age and a responsibility?
Yeah, so yeah, I actually thought about it because usually...
Well, nice. See why I love you? Go ahead, man.
Usually, whatever genre you sing, there's always someone in that field that you can look up to and aspire to be like. So when I started saying positive bashment, so can you actually sit down one day and tell myself, yeah, name one other artist that sing positive bashment, so can you? And I sit down for about 5, 10, 15 minutes and I say, I can't think of nobody.
Wow.
Continue.
Yeah, the more audio seems to be mute there. That's no problem. Right, when you connect back, then more let us know, and Ronnie will let me know if he's hearing you. Tariq, Record Drums.
Hi, good evening.
Yes. No. Until Dynamo comes back. Why that name? Because of course you know that name is very different. You know you got might got like Mighty Chartus or Mighty Gabby, or you might got Sluggy, or you might got The Announcer. You know names that might be easy to call. Why you decided to go with that brand name for your artistry going forward?
All right, so as everyone knows, I'm a drummer.
Yes.
But I have a good friend by the name of Ronaldo Griffith. He just, every day, he just used to call me Reckon. And then Mr. Friday used to tell me, man, I use Reckon drums. So I just met him from there.
Good. Mr. Friday. So tell me, so Mr. I want you to take your time and repeat that. Mr. Friday said he used to do what?
Mr. Friday told me to sit rack the drums. Yeah.
You know, Mr. Friday give everyone a name. And the name is Stick. So you decide to take that and own up to the name. Yes, this is me. I love the drums. I play the drums. Yes, this is me. You decide to own up to the name, and that's how the name come about.
Yeah, that's how the name basically come about.
Look, I love that. No, Dynamo, you're back, right?
Yeah.
No, good. You were saying that you were sitting on for 10, 15 minutes, and you was talking to yourself, and it's not crazy, ladies and gentlemen. He's just doing some, he's just doing some introspection.
Mm-hmm.
Good, so... you were speaking to yourself, and you search for 15 minutes for someone else that doing it, period. And then you search for someone else, well, obviously around your peers, doing Bashman Soak with positive messages. What was your answer to yourself?
My answer is that there was none that I know of. I don't know of any. So then tell myself, well, I have to stay true to myself, because even though As far as I know, I'm the only person doing positive Bashma Soka. See, I have to stay true to myself. And even if I'm the only person going down that road to sing positive Bashma Soka, I will do it by myself.
That's great. Well, certainly anywhere in your age. Remember, Salt had a song about littering or something like that. And remember Eric Lewis had a music video to one as well. Pick it up. Pick up that cup off the ground. It speaks to littering, but certainly they're far, far away from your age or your generation. And it wasn't as downright straight out bashment like yours, because your song is pulsating and pushing the beat, you know, and the momentum going with it. But then the message is all positive. You know what I mean? So first, certainly the first of its kind. No, then you decided, well, this is what I'm going to put down a record and stamp my name behind. Yeah. That is a great thing. Put your name behind, and as you will know, because you're old enough to know this, because you're at BCC now, so you're certainly old enough to know this. Stamping your name behind something is a very, very serious thing in anything. No, that journey of stamping your name behind positive messages and being consistent, not wavering, and it didn't necessarily mean that, because you might have artists sing a positive songs, they may have artists sing a song about jump and wave, which you know like is not telling anyone to do anything bad, but you decide, well, listen, I'm sticking with this message. I want you to tell me how that journey was and why you are deciding to continue down this path of positive messages only, and serious messages, may I add.
Yeah. So the reason I continue to go down that path is because, first of all, I'm a Christian, right? And that is basically my way. I'm not on the platform preaching to people, but that is my way of ministering to people. So when you sing the Bashment Soka, the Soka, the Kalit Soka, That is basically my platform to basically spread the word of God, spread positivity and stuff to people out there. So to me, it is something I have to do. And similarly to the last interview I spoke on, I said that if I'm not saying something to uplift anyone or just saying something for just saying the other sound to me, it doesn't deserve to be signed with me. So it has to be something positive, and that's the message that I would like to push. If it's not something positive and it's just the other sound, to me, it's a waste of my time.
I like that, and that's a very serious stance to take. So I really, really like, and I appreciate you for doing that at your age. No, you decided this year, Junior Soca Monarch, you decided, well, you're not waiting. You're not releasing your song closer to the competition date. You're not playing any of those gimmicks. You are releasing your song now. You're putting it out there to the public now. Competition or not ready. Competition get ran out. Let a hurricane come. You in business. You are releasing your song. You're releasing your song now. Despite all of that. Because we all know Murphy's Law anymore. What can go wrong will go wrong. You understand? Mm-hmm. That's just life. You just roll with the punches. Can't do nothing about it. But you decide, you see me? No matter what, I am putting out this music. No crop over. It's not close to the competition yet. The competition is next week, July 25th. Listen. I am putting out this song now, forcing myself to be prepared. Because remember, the song already out. So you got to know the song good. You got to know what you want to do on stage good. But you got, most importantly for you, at least in your message so far, you got to know how you want to convey this positive message. Because like you said, you are not on the platform preaching. But this is your way of taking the message to the people. Still, it's still ministering. When we look at it, it's still ministering. You can minister in song, you can minister in words, you can minister in dance, or you can minister in drama.
Yeah.
Right. So because do everything unto the glory of God. Now it should be. So you decide, Dynamo, you're putting out this song. No. Why, bro? Why?
So the reason I put out early is because my dad was in this business longer than myself. And from looking at others, I know that it is work to your advantage to put out a song earlier, because it is better, because it already is already in people's ears for people to know. It's hard to jam and jump out to a song that you don't really know, because it would just be jumping and not know any words. But it's better now when you know a song, you know the words, and you can jam and jump along with the person that's singing. So when someone doesn't know a song, they say no for the first time and listen to the song. When someone knows the song, then the person can be interactive in the song, and both of y'all can have interactions and party together.
Nice. I like how you look at it. That's the positive way, and that's the strategy behind it, of course. So I love the way you look at that. No pressure, and also putting yourself under positive pressure, because you gotta know the song good and people knowing the song for a little bit, so they can be expecting a little more. So it's also a positive pressure, like positive reinforcement as well. So that is good. Now, your second verse, right? Second verse of your song that you are doing in the Soca Monarch. I want you to repeat those words, starting from the beginning of your second verse. I don't want you singing. I want you say the words for the people to hear.
Young boys feeling that they're bad. Them call themselves disasters. The gun is like a magnet, cause it attract their finger. The fastest thing they does do is want to pull the trigger. They don't care if you is a family or stranger.
Listen, right, and we can start right there. Because this Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, he's explaining the creative process. We also talk about the artist, the performer, and they are, no, that, those words, the reason why I ask you to repeat them, Dynamo, so that the people can hear clearly, because you must know the significance and the importance of what you are saying. You there?
Yeah.
Good. Right. Let's make sure you're there. Sorry. So especially at this time, bro, like what is happening right now, I don't care how small the numbers is. I don't care if other countries have more or not. Like, we can be extremely frank right now, Dynamo and Igby. I'm supporting you 1,000%. So if we offend people, no, we offend them. The violence is nonsense. You know what I mean? I don't care if it's one or 1,000. I look at one as it's 1,000,000. It's stupidness, Dynamo. And they agree with that. I agree with that message. Like, and you said you wrote 93% of the song.
Yeah.
Was it a particular incident that inspired those words, or is just the overwhelming gun violence in this country that is nonsense? Was it the overwhelming gun violence, or it was a particular incident?
It wasn't a particular incident, but there are particular incidents that made it up. But there's just so much gun violence in Barbados, and not only Barbados, all across the world, but in Barbados, there's so much. Like, every week, you hear that this person was shot, that person was shot. So you say, had to have a verse to have to do something with that.
Yeah.
Even with people in lockdown, people were getting shot in lockdown. It was like, what? People are supposed to be in a house, and people are getting shot. You say, this thing's sick.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, no, like, come on. Like, we on the lockdown, we in curfew, and it's supposed to be outside. I still could hear on the news someone is shot. And majority of the time is by a young person. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the harsh reality. Of course, yes, we love young people, and you are a young person yourself. People consider me young. You are a younger person. But you don't see, I don't know why there's this need to kill. So that's why he said, that's why he asked you to repeat those words, because the messages is so serious. And I don't know why is this need to kill. So it is it something that I can expect on competition night that you're focusing on? And I don't mean that your presentation can be built all around that. But that message, could we expect on semifinal night for you to be delivering this message a certain way?
For sure, that message will be delivered a certain way, because I think it's something extremely important, because I still don't understand the need to kill someone where you can resolve problems a different way. Because the first thing that comes to the young boy said is pick up a gun and shoot somebody before you resolve it. And sometimes the situations and the problems that they're shooting each other for are some things that are extremely minute.
It don't make any sense. It don't make any sense, for sure, because everyone is feedback when they lost a loved one. So you should feedback when you take a loved one. You understand?
Yeah.
It's only fear. So over you, and I denounce that, and I denounce any violence. You know what I mean? Like, to the highest level. They want a part of it. You know, God said to love everyone. So I have no choice but to love everyone. But that particular behavior for anyone, I want no friends with at all. So I love that you are bringing this message, and I love that you were inspired and compelled to put it out. And because you know your truth is, and I'm sure you won't mind this, I would love if a lot of us, us, like celebrities, people look at us as celebrities. You know, we are known. You know, we are well known people doing art. So people look at us as celebrities, but then it'd be so few pushing the right message there anymore.
Like, yeah.
Is like, I hope, do you feel that weight, or do you embrace it? Because it's very few.
I embrace it, because for me, as I said before, if it isn't something that I'm passionate about, I won't sing it. I mean, if I just give an example. For example, if I sing a song about walking and jerking bumpers, everybody will enjoy the song and go back home. If I sing something now about the same gun violence, people have to leave the area and think about it, something that could change their life. Because the minute we're walking and jerking bumpers, that's a 5-minute thing that ain't. People going back living life normal. When you sing something with a positive message, people are forced to change, or at least they can't say that they hear a message. They at least hear something about it and something that will urge them to change.
Yeah, and that is what we call real talk. Like, that is the absolute True. So I know you are very young and you are in this fight with a small number for a very young age. So you know that you got to represent the younger ones, and unfortunately you have to represent the older ones as well, because you know in soccer, bashment soccer and party soccer, power soccer, you're not hearing much of the message. Yeah. From all age categories. So it's not even you can say, well, listen, let me go here to these fets with the older people because these has got these messages. Not you can't say that. You know, because it's not a lot. You have to obviously stick to your church people. But you know your church people are the ones that are saved. And I know that your mission is to get the ones that are not saved to come and be saved. So it's a huge task upon you, buddy. But you know you got your back, man. You know it's supporting you right through. So you could at least tell yourself, man, at least one body that out there, you know, that out there among the people supporting man the message. You know what I mean? So yeah, so keep bringing message for sure. And we can certainly take a listen to that song, Ronnie. You got that song queue up first that we can take a listen to it, Ronnie?
Which one?
Dynamo?
You mean the one I played
just... Bring them back.
The one I played just around 5 o'clock. You want me bring them back? That's what you want.
Bring them back.
Let us drop that now so people can catch the song fresh.
Can bring them back.
And remember what he said and apply it to this. This yes, is the track. Please. This is Dynamo, Bring Them Back.
Boy, Dynamo on the scene, keeping that buff on clean. Bang bang badong badong, bang bang badong badong, bang bang badong 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 badong. Woo! In 2020, girl showing off all of the body, just to get a couple of likes on Facebook and IG. What happened to being a respectable young lady? You forget the morals that you worked off from a baby. We already stand us on, we already morals on, we already values on. I can't see them at all. Standards gone, we're all in the morals gone, we're all in the values gone. No stranger, we already stand as gone, we already morals gone, we already values gone. I can't see them at all. We already stand as gone, we already morals gone, we already values gone. But if you want them back, listen to what your daddy say, listen to what your mommy say, listen to what your granny say.
So we can bring them back.
Listen to what your teacher say, listen to what the preacher say, listen to what the Bible say. Sing the same thing, them the same but walking up and pushing back and whining, encouraging lewdness and they glamorizing drinking. I ain't knowing last I hear a song that was uplifting. We already standards gone, we already morals gone, we already values gone. I can't see them at all. We already standards gone, we already morals gone, we already values gone. But if you want it back, remember what your daddy say, remember what your mommy say, remember what your granny say.
So we can bring them back.
Remember what your Bible say. Cause this time we bring them back.
Bring them back, bring them back.
We gon' bring these standards back.
Bring them back, bring them back.
We gon' bring the morals back.
Bring them back, bring them back.
We gon' bring the values back.
Bring
course, that's the music of Dynamo and Bring Them Back. And we're live on Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Let's take some messages and then continue after this.
Barbados has seen a reduction in COVID-19 cases. So why are we still being asked to wear masks when we enter businesses? Why is physical distancing still so important? COVID-19 czar Richard Carter explains.
There is evidence that they've worked because we have had cases where persons are known to have visited some places of business while they were COVID-19 positive because they subsequently produced a positive test result. Yet there's no evidence of transmission in those business places. So that is proof that the protocols work if they're properly applied and stringently applied, because what tends to happen is that sometimes persons let down their guard and relax for a day or two, and that is when the virus will take that opportunity to move from one person to another. We must not be a victim of not learning the lessons from history. And the recent history of COVID-19 is that those countries where protocols have not been respected once they have reopened have now had to go back, many of them, and shut down again because they've seen spikes in COVID-19 transmission.
COVID-19 czar Richard Carter. Protocols for spas, gyms, churches, and other public spaces can be found on the website of the Barbados Government Information Service at gisbarbados.gov.bb.
Popover City presents Fireworks. The spirit of Popover lives on VOB. It's Fireworks. Even though the festivals of this year, we'll be looking to the future. How best can we prepare for next year? With the views of band leaders, tent managers, the NCF, and all usually involved in our festival. It's Fireworks, live on VOB. Yes,
Fireworks is brought to you in association with West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Telephone 271-4933. Julie's Party Rentals and Shining Stars Calypso Tent. And Carter's General Store. At Carter's, service comes naturally. Paint, lumber, hardware, and a whole lot more.
Stretch your dollar! Giving you an opportunity to enjoy an ease of living with a few more dollars in your pocket. Stretch Your Dollar is brought to you by Chickmore Food, the best chicken. Laurie Dash, the original craft shop with the best prices. Exclusively on Bay Street. Satisfy your creativity at the craft shop. Digicel, Clorox. We make everyday life better every day. Palmer's, the nature of you. Cantu, my curl, my Cantu. Barbados Red Cross, BEPPA, COB Cooperative Credit Union. Get your COB Cooperative Credit Union back to school loan. COB Cooperative Credit Union, measuring success one member at a time. Hot 95.3 FM, VOB 92.9 FM, Life 97.5, and The Beat 104.1 FM. Stretch your dollar.
The Queen Elizabeth Hospital, QEH, wishes to inform the public that the renovation and expansion of the Accident and Emergency Department, AED, has recommenced. It will be undertaken in three phases over approximately 14 months. As scheduled works continue, the public can expect further temporary changes to the entrance and exit of the QEH, temporary changes to the entrance of the Accident and Emergency Department, and parking restrictions. On completion, the Queen Elizabeth Hospital will have a newly renovated and expanded Accident and Emergency Department with a safer, more comfortable, and patient-friendly environment.
A message from the Queen Elizabeth Hospital and the Barbados Government Information Service.
People's Monarch 2020 is on! Wildcard Wednesday is coming! Stay tuned!
The Starcom Network and Flow People's Monarch 2020, powered by Flow, with Flow. It only gets better. Laurie Dash Craft Shop, the original craft shop with the best prices, exclusively on Bay Street. Satisfy your creativity at The Craft Shop. And Carter's, home, hardware, and a whole lot more. No festival, no problem. People's Monarch 2020, Wildcard Wednesday, it's coming. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. We're live here on VOB 92.9 FM. We're zooming all around the island. Sluggy, it's over to you.
Yes, please. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Ronnie. And we're here with Terry Ellis, a.k.a. Record Drums, Dynamo Morrow, and the Good Ross should be in by now.
Yes, sir.
Good. We in this together?
Dando.
Yes, and I love that song as well, you know, and I'm just excited that you got three young men for really good songs, you know, three song and melody, just outside the box. I love it. Then Dynamo song, you know, pushing the beat. Ross, you know, pushing against the beat, man, pulsating, causing you, you know, to like really stop and look at it. And then your song knows like a power soaker song, but the melody can fit anything else. And you know, the melody can fit any other song. If you take away the music, you can stick the melody on top of anything else. And you have some sweet runs in there when you sing on the hurt and the pain. That style that you deliver that song in it, especially how you're doing those ad-libs in this song, you know, again, down technical. When you were doing your ad-libs and the way you interpret the song, obviously, if you write the song, even if your dad write the song, he can sing it one way. But like, your dad will tell you, like, when the artist take a song from someone, they still got to add their stuff to it, because your vocal inflections, the way you interpret the melody, is still really, really unique to you, to your style. Because, you know, your dad, like you said before, energy, you understand? But that sweetness and that sugar, that syrup on top of the melody, Ross, man. Gosh, that body, like, that was your own interpretation, how you wanted to feel and how you wanted the song to be felt. Because as you know, music is a vibe, you know, music is a living thing, you know, music is a real thing. Music will cause you to cry, music will cause you to laugh, so it gotta be a living thing that can invoke something in you. But the way you deliver it, right, I want you to speak about why was it the lyrics that inspired you to deliver it that way, or was it just sheer ability? I want you to explain that process in the studio while you're putting it down and how you felt at the time. And good evening, by the way, my brother.
Yeah, good evening. So, going through the writing process with my father for writing this song, you were saying that it's a power soaker song. Power soaker songs, you know, some of them is basically like people talking, you know, they don't really show. I can't sing. My father told me I can't sing. So we can use that to your advantage, because it's not really that much people that would go up there and sing a power soaker song. I got no friends down in it to give the people the chills or nothing. So
yeah,
we were recording the song, and my father was pointing out to me things that I could do to make the song better. And basically, all props goes out to my father for the melody and stuff.
Yeah, good man, by the way, great, great man.
Yes, please. So that's basically what we went through. For the melody wise.
I love that. And all of that, of course, that you explained is what helped to shape how you interpret and how you felt the song. You understand? Interesting.
Yes,
no, the lyrics. In art, when it teach children, you know, when it teach youngsters, you know, when you're singing and saying words, even if you're speaking, even if you're writing poetry or if it's music, when you say certain words, you're supposed to feel the words that you say or sing. So the words you call in the song, like pain and hurt, you purposely sang those words like that because of what the words meant, or?
So when I was singing words like pain, you know, hurt, storms and rains, I was saying,
yeah.
You're saying pain. When you're feeling pain, how you can sing?
Mm.
You know, you can't see a pain and you singing strong, because you in pain, it's not going to be logical. Uh-huh. So you singing pain, you go out, make it seem like if, you know, you pleading, you know, you asking, you want help. So you can't,
yeah.
You know, so all of those things goes into the what you should say? All the things goes into like the interpretation of the song.
Because
you singing to reach out to people that are in these predicaments, you know?
Correct. So
you can't be singing to people in them predicaments. Singing like if you good and them over there, them can't feel what you feeling. You trying to feel, you trying to let them feel what you feeling, you know?
Yeah, and you need them and you need them to as well, because you know as an artist, man, it is a psychological thing, Ross. You know, it's a money thing, it's a head thing. So at your young age, you understand already that it's important that you try your best to get them feel what you are feeling. You understand me? Like,
yes,
so if you want when you hear you sing, like, if you want it to be sincere, you get me? Like, I didn't want one to feel like just singing because it's a good song. You understand me? I didn't want one to just clap. It's a good song. Are you singing a good song? All right. Yes, applaud. No. I want one to with me. Like, if you're crying, I want one to cry. If you're happy, I want one to be happy. So that's a good approach of looking at it. No, for competition, it can be interesting too. For competition, which again, ladies and gentlemen, is on July 25th, you can go to juniorsoccermonarch.bb on online or on social media, IG or Facebook. Incredible your tickets, get your tickets, just message or call the number, get your tickets. Now, for the obviously, I know your dad is long, right? So, you know, your dad is have songs galore. Your dad write many big tunes, like the song your mom sang last year, you know what I mean. Melody,
yeah,
and you could even go all back to it's a Juve party, one big Juve party,
all of them,
yeah, they like your dad,
man.
So yeah, so and they say that to say, so you know, your dad has got songs galore, like you don't gotta tell me, but I got inside knowledge, so that's what I love my job, and I got inside knowledge. Your father's got songs galore. Why this particular song touch you like that? Cause you know you don't got only one song, Ross. They know all just one melody. Hey, you know where the singer. You know where the singer in the house, Ross. Every minute, be, and see
yeah,
singing every minute, and
right,
and take the camera. Hey, so I got a say scoop on VOB 92.9 at BHM Rhythm and Rhyme. I want to know, and I want the truth. Why this particular song touch you like this? And you say, see this? This is where you're going to competition with.
So we were sitting down. If I was like, because he calls me Squid, I don't know why he calls me Squid.
No, that you probably give everybody their own name.
A nickname. So
yes, everybody.
Like,
go ahead.
Like, reenact it. Squid, man, we gonna talk, man. So you know the competition coming up, and you gonna be ready. So what you want to sing about? I told my father these exact words. Like, I know that he is a writer, so we working on a Rusty style song. Mom, are you sure? Oh, you mean I sure. You got a Rusty style song, you're gonna sing this song, you know. You can't just come and shirt this song, you know, because it's a Rusty style song.
Yeah.
So, from there, so
legacy, right? The family legacy, right? Keeping the name. Cause all you got is the name of Andy. All you got is the name of Andy there, bro. Like, all we got is the name.
Drilling in me, but you told me this song gonna be the easy song. This song is a song that gonna make people jump and feel what you're seeing. So you got to push this song. You know? You told me so, and that's exactly what I'm doing.
It's true, but that's very bold of you to say, well. You want that because you know he's enough energy. We can think big wheels. I want him. I'm a big wheel.
Yeah.
Roll it. Open scat spring out. You know this energy. Right. So you know his energy. But
yeah.
But he telling you. You want you do it so. But you want you sing it. You know what I mean. You don't want that growl. You don't want that husk. He want you sing it, which is for the people that are listening, Ross. Which is a hard task. You know what I mean. I'm a vocalist. You know what I mean. And trained and qualified. And I know it's a hard task to sing with that poise and that attack and that energy. Is And when they say sing, I mean vocalizing. You know, you could sing the hurt, the pain. You could do that, the hurt, the pain. But then to come and sing and sugar it up, but still maintain the energy. How difficult was it pushing that and caught in the studio? No, studio different stage. The stage, yeah. No, you could the stage you could buy a couple bars. So when you say her and peeing on stage, you know what I mean? And you dance, you know, you point out somebody, you run to the middle of the stage, you know, like you could buy a couple bars. So you know, like the concentration there gonna be okay, but ain't gonna be as astute as when you're in the studio. In the studio now, you gotta put this down with perfect. all the energy and the perfectness, correct, as possible. How was that in the studio in terms of that approach? Like you putting down this energy but the sweetness. How long did it take you?
It didn't take long at all. It was like
nice.
A day? Yeah.
Oh, nice.
A day. I mean, we had everything done, backups, lead vocal, everything was finished.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, well,
go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, my father was like, so you're going through this here now. You got your lyrics.
Yes.
You got the instrumental.
Yes.
Practice this here over and over and over again.
Yes.
So drilling that melody in my head with the lyrics and thing, ain't no way it could go wrong because they already know it.
True.
You get me?
Yes. So
when we began to the studio, no, it was like second nature. You know what to do. Just do it.
Yes. 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 Is true. And you know, and how Rusty is, how Richard Antonio is, how your dad is, right? Is practice it until you can't get it wrong. So he's practiced the habit, which is the correct way to practice, by the way. Because practice and rehearsal is not the same thing. You understand? Two completely different things. But sometimes I find that even musicians is misconstrued the two. Is practice is when you learning it and drilling it into your head like a habit. Like how you wake up and brush your teeth. Like how you comb your hair. Like how you put on your socks. Like how you take a bath. Like you just do them things by habit, you know, muscle memory. So a Russell approach to practicing music, as you will know, because he's your dad, is that approach. Make it such a habit that this sound perfect in your mind easily before thinking about it. Now, that is serious practice. So I really appreciate that you went through that. Now, before we take a listen to this and come and wrap up Bass Rhythm and Ring, Tariq.
Yes, sir.
Good. Now, before we go, congrats on a great song. As you heard, Ronnie played it at the top of the show. So congrats on a good song.
Thank you before very
we
much.
Listen, no problem, buddy. Before we listen to Ross' song, I want you to tell me what can we expect from you on July the 25th at the Junior Soca Monarch semifinals.
Well, for sure you can expect energy on the stage. Again, my song.
Yes, execute. I like that. Simple like that. That is your mission. Go, give them energy and execute your song the way you should execute it and hope for the best.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I like that. And congrats again, young man, on reaching the semifinals, the first ever competition, first time ever singing in a competition, first time singing, period, first time recording or putting out a song, producing a song with yourself at 16 years old, and you are in the semifinals. That is a huge achievement, and it's something that you should feel very proud of, Tariq. Record Drums is something that you should mark yourself off of, and in going forward in life from here, you can see that at 16, I did this for my first time, so there's nothing that I can't do. So you should feel proud, young man. I just want to tell you, congratulations again.
Thank you very much. I just want to say that three of us will be performing at the Music Soca Fest tonight. In
what?
Yeah.
Hold on. Take your time, man. You're telling me that three are all in competition, right? You're telling me that already you all got performances already?
Yes, guys.
Wait. Right. So, all good. All right, Tariq, thanks. I can from Dynamo now, Dynamo. Because he said, Dynamo, he called your name in this. So, and you are here talking to us, and you call your name, so it can't be late. You are telling me that Trey all tonight, with these original songs you put out for Pop Over 2020, you all have a performance tonight. Where is this performance?
Yeah.
Where is the performance?
Right. Sorry, my bad. What yard?
No problem, buddy. We got time to correct it. You good? We can make sure it clear. This performance is tonight at the Soca Yard, which was formerly Boatyard, correct?
Yes, please.
Good. So, yeah. Dynamo, what? You already told us what we can expect from you on competition night. So, what can we expect from you tonight?
So, tonight, we're expecting energy and expecting to connect with the audience, because this is basically all three of us. This is basically our first time performing the song live in front of the audience, because we practice it and stuff like that there, but this is basically our first thing actually performing it in front of a crowd.
I love that. So we can catch you tonight, and of course congratulations on reaching the semifinals of the Junior Soul Commander Dynamo, and really proud of you doing this good work. And you are three young men stepping out tonight, and everyone knows you're on the Junior Soul Commander, so you're going to be representing Junior Soul Commander brand. So I'm sure that you all will represent well, so the public will know, listen, I have to go and support these youngsters and see them. So again, on behalf of ZOB, Starcom Network, and Bajorin, my Ryan Dynamo, you and the family, just want to say keep doing the great work you and the family are doing, both your mom and dad and your siblings. And we are extremely proud of you all, my brother. We are proud of you.
Appreciate it. And I would like to give a big thanks to Russell Oliver.
Go ahead.
From my dad. Yeah, man. To the both of those two great guys.
Of course, man. Russell Oliver and Billboard, always encouraging. I can hit them at any time. And anytime you hit them, you know, it's always positive word, positive message, and it's action too. And I like people like that, because Russell and Billboard is action, man. You know what I mean? They're in the talk, man. Let me ask you, man. If this is the message we pushing, if this is the mission that we on this mission. So shout outs. Yeah, so shout outs to Russell Oliver and Billboard for sure, from VOB and from your boy Sluggy, you know, like from one brother to another. Like, love you guys and keep the good work. Now, Ross, before we end off with your song, what can we expect from you tonight? And finals night, before we go, what can we expect from you?
So when you hear Ross, you take your energy. So you're going to come out and expect energy plus. So you're going to come out and see. Tickets are $20 for adults. You know, $10 for children. Just $20. What? Just $20.
And $10 for...
And we got tickets.
Go ahead, Tariq.
And we have tickets for sale. So you can hit any of us.
So tonight, if you're attending the boatyard, you could shout me, Don Ross, or Dynamo, and get some tickets.
Well, that's great. And of course, if the listeners want to get tickets from Dynamo or Ross or Tariq, my number is 236-3534. I will pass on the truth to the young man. Y'all may have to give out your numbers on here, but y'all can call me. I got when about when I know that 236-3534 is my number. Hit me up and I will make sure you get your tickets. But like they said, they're going to be down there from early. So if you need tickets to get in, you don't want to pay at the door, you know, you can look for Tariq, Ross, or Dynamo.
Dynamo.
Again, young man, congratulations. This has been DJ Rhythm and Rhyme. This is Sluggy. And it was a pleasure talking to you all. And I look forward to seeing you.
One last thing.
No problem, go ahead quickly, buddy.
Yeah, and I would also like to big up our boy 3D, the Miko New.
Yes.
Performing for us.
Yes.
Tonight as well.
Of course, good boy. You know what I mean? Good boy.
Dropping on Monday.
And you know for sure I can get the scoop. You know for sure I can got that blast. You know you don't play it anymore. Once it's the youngster and the youngster doing the positive things, you know that Sluggy can blast it. Yeah, Tariq, go ahead, buddy.
I want to say a special thanks to Quantum Productions.
No problem. Wilson,
and Darren Bailey. for the
yes
for the production on my song.
That's more. Farley. Well, oh yes, Pernell Farley for life, so, brother.
So I would like to thank Bass Inc. Studios, you know, Bass
yes.
Inc. Studios.
Doing the rest.
Mixing and mastering of my song, you know.
Yes.
I would like to thank, you know, Russell Richard Antonio. You know, I'll say the name with power. Russell yes. Richard Antonio and Billy okay. Moore. Billy
Moore. Good. Good. All right, young man. It's been a good day. Mr. Ronnie Clark.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. It's now 7:01, and that is our time for tonight. This is your boy, Sluggy, and have a great night, my brother.
You too. And to the young men, continue pressing on.
Yes.
Thank you.
And always remember, always remember this. If there's one thing, two things, God first, Liverpool next.